Voices of Women is a top radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Well, welcome to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and this is Transformation Talk Radio. And here we are, June 1st, and this is the month of summer solstice is coming up soon. I'm back from vacation. I just spent 2.5 weeks down in the Southwest in very hot climate. And back in the cool Northwest, I think it's 60 degrees today probably. And I'm ready to revitalize my goals for this year. So it's easy to get into that lazy, hazy days of summer feeling, which we need to enjoy. But it's important to balance that with our goals. Or we can, you know, I know I do. Last summer I painted my living room and then it's like, where did the summer go? So I've got several projects I need to focus on and I also want to enjoy the summer. It takes clarity, focus, and intention. Before I know it, the summer is over. So for me, this summer is getting set up for this fall for my new business, Chrysalis Leadership. So I'm going to be creating a website, planning my next steps on my journey, which is creating speaking opportunities and workshops. So my question to you is, what do you want to accomplish over the summer? It's a good time to think about that and focus and put your intention on that. Well, today my guest is Ragini Elizabeth Michaels, and the topic is Becoming Unflappable. And she will share with us how to stay happy even when life's bad stuff comes in your way. Ragini is an internationally acclaimed trainer of neuro-linguistic programming and Ericksonian hypnosis. She's an accomplished behavioral change specialist and marketplace mystic. She is the author of 3 books and 8 meditation hypnosis CDs. And she has traveled the world sharing her original facticity, 6-step process, a unique program offering practical wisdom for how to live with paradox and the never-ending dilemmas of everyday life. This program is now available in her new book, Unflappable, 6 Steps to Staying Happy, Centered, and Peaceful No Matter What. From the study of the psychology of mystics, Ragini gleaned 3 worldviews that can change the way you navigate life's dilemmas forever. So we're going to explore those today. So welcome, Ragini, to Voices of Women.
Thanks, Chris. It's really nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's great to have you. I know we keep running into each other in our neighborhood. You're walking your dog, and we have these great little chats. And
I thought, well, we walk right by your house almost every single day.
Yes. Well, now we get to dive in deeper into a great conversation. So first, I like for people to tell their story, you know, and tell us about how your journey towards finding happiness, what that's been like for you.
Well, it's been a difficult journey, if I'm totally honest. I've always thought that I was born to be happy and was quite confused when I found that most of the time I wasn't very happy at all. Difficulties in relationship and not getting the kinds of things that I wanted in life that I thought would make me happy. So I did a lot of personal growth things, and I did a lot of spiritual seeking, and all of it was very helpful. It got a lot of useful changes in my life. But the reality was, after 20 or so years of doing this, I honestly, if I were to be truthful, still wasn't very happy. I had a lot of trouble getting centered, and I certainly wasn't very peaceful. So I began to look a little bit more deeply at what actually was the problem. And part of what appeared to me, more or less, in looking at that, was the recognition of what I defined happiness as. I hadn't really been aware that I was looking for happiness without any sorrow. I was looking for success without any failure. I was looking for beauty without any ugliness. I was looking for success or for wealth without any poverty. I was looking for, you know, brilliance and no stupidity. And as I continued on, I realized that perhaps my definition of happiness wasn't really perhaps workable, because in fact, I kept getting both of those things. And I started to realize that things in life seemed to come in polar pairs. And I began to follow that train of the sense of that train of possibility that maybe opposites had something to do with my inability to find happiness and keep it and hold on to it. So that's what got me started on it. I just had a terrible relationship life of 26 years, mostly my fault, because I was really into power struggles and had no idea how to get out of them. And part of what I have discovered and wanted to share with people now is how to get rid of those power struggles, both on the outside and on the inside. And that's what my new book is about.
Well, I know, and I've been reading it this week, and there's a lot there that there's some really good steps for people to go through some exercises that can help them. So tell me why. There's a lot of books on how to be happy. You know, those books, how to be happy in 3 easy steps. And I think what you're saying, it's not necessarily easy. It's hard work. But how is your book different? How would you define it differently than others?
I would say it's differently because basically it's talking about creating an idea of happiness that has room in it for what you think makes you unhappy. Because happiness and unhappiness go together. And so the difference here is that I'm not saying you should not be positive and optimistic and present and meditated and centered and compassionate. Those are all wonderful things to be, and we definitely want to put our energies into those, you know, creating those things and bringing them forward. The problem is that most books on happiness really are setting you up to fail by telling you to move towards being more positive and away from being more negative, which at one level is quite a good set of directions. But this is why I deal with paradox, because at a different level, the way to really find happiness and more positivity is to be able to embrace both your positivity and your negativity. You see, actually saying yes to your negativity changes it dramatically into a positive moment. It doesn't change the negativity, but it changes the way you relate to it, and thus you're making it more positive. So most of the books say, hey, grab onto the good stuff and get away from the bad stuff. Stop when it comes in your mind and get rid of it. And what most people do is they just feel bad when they have the negative things come or they feel unhappy. So really my book gives you a very different strategy, you know, a how to do it differently, that's based on these group of people called the mystics who know how to stay unflappable. You know, they don't get disturbed no matter what's going on. And it's based on understanding how they do that. And that's what makes it different from other books on happiness.
Well, and that's the reality, because, you know, we go through life and every day, even within a day, we can go from things being great and positive, and at the end of the day, you know, something comes up that makes you feel negative or feel like a failure, and we have to deal with those. And there's that flow of that, those flow of those emotions. And we're going to dive into this more, but I think what you're saying is allowing ourselves to be detached. To, you know, we so hang on to wanting that happy feeling that everything else is bad. It's like, you know, giving that bad, you know, the word, well, the connotation to it that well, then it's bad. Putting
it's if I'm not happy, or if I'm not successful, if I'm not wealthy, if I'm not beautiful, if I'm not intelligent, then I must be doing something wrong, because all the self-help books out there are telling me basically that if I were doing it right, I could get this and it would be pretty easy. And in actuality, that's not the case. It's not easy to get, and it's not easy to keep, because you have to work with your own mind in order to do that. But it's like riding the waves, you know, it's like riding on the ocean, your emotional ocean and your mental ocean. So really what my process is a navigation tool for how to navigate and make it through this up and down rhythm of our emotional and mental life that we have to have every single day.
Yes, and in my training, what I've learned too is just, you know, so you talk about that wave. It's like staying above the emotions, not getting immersed. It's kind of like a wash machine. You get tossed about in your emotions, and where does that doesn't leave you anywhere? It's just you're stuck in the spin cycle, going around this wash machine.
You're stuck in the spin cycle, and some of what those ideas suggest is that there's a way to have emotions without actually you know, feeling them. Like there's a way to be on the ocean without getting wet, you know, if you don't have a boat, but you're still going to get wet with your emotions. You're going to feel them. So it's learning how to be detached and feel them at the same time. If you stand in the ocean and you let a wave come over you, you can be centered and present, and you're still going to get wet. And that's kind of what we have to get our head around, is you can't avoid or negate or get away from your human emotionality or your mind. So it's the way we relate to it that makes the difference. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And I know in your book you talk about there's that we're kind of programmed to want to run away from the pain and always go towards pleasure. And that's kind of key to shifting how we think about happiness. Because, you know, I know when I'm in the midst of pain, because at my age now, I've gone through many years of this, I know at the other end of this, I will have some resolution. I'll be out of the pain. I'll be feeling good. And if I know that, I can see that, I'll get through this. And this is just a process. It helps me.
Yes, it definitely does. And I think what I'm saying in my book is that really that desire, it's not just a programming that we've got from our culture. It's a biological drive to move away from pain and to move towards pleasure for our biological survival. The problem is the unconscious mind uses this because it doesn't have any other option to have the same relationship with emotions and thoughts. So it wants to run away from painful thoughts and feelings and towards pleasurable thoughts and feelings. The only problem is it doesn't work the same way at the emotional and mental level as it does at the physical level. Because at the emotional and psychological level, everything comes in polar pairs. And so the minute you try to get one and not the other, you're in trouble. If I only want intelligence and I never want to feel stupid, then I'm going to have a lot of trouble becoming an intelligent person, because stupidity has a big role to play in gathering your actual intelligence together. They work together. Oh, they're like a little married couple that run along and help you together. They each provide something important for growing your intelligence, for example.
That's true. Well, I know that, and I want to continue this conversation. We're going to take a break, but we're going to get into, you talked about the three worldviews of the mystics, impermanence, opposites, and paradox. And we're going to talk about those when we come back. So you're listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back and talk more with Ragini Elizabeth Michaels.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Shasai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and I'm talking with Ragini Elizabeth Michaels. She's the author of Unflappable, Six Steps to Staying Happy, Centered, Peaceful, No Matter What. I like that no matter what part, Ragini.
Yeah, me too.
It's kind of like, I mean, that's a good goal. No matter what happens, I can stay centered and peaceful. You may not.
When we can do that, it's a whole different kind of happiness. It's just a whole different dimension of just being a human being. It's very nice, you know? No matter what happens, you can find your center again. And it's much more easy to do if you take advantage of this thing that we're talking about today, which is basically understanding the role of opposites in our daily lives and how to navigate them better.
Well, let's talk about opposites. Give us an example of opposites.
Example? Oh, okay. Well, alone and together, those are opposites, and they go together. And they go together because you don't get alone. You can't even make sense of the word alone without also having the word together, and vice versa. So same with success and failure. The same with acceptance and rejection, or beautiful and ugly. These are polarities, polar opposites. That's what I mean by a polar pair, is two experiences that actually are completely opposite to one another. War and peace is another example. Love and hate, right and wrong, strong and weak, separate and connected. You know, for example, we have an enormous emphasis on connection as being where we want to go. And of course, it is where we want to go. The problem is what we do, because we're not aware of opposites, is that we set up a drive to go towards connection, and we want to move away from separation, thinking that if we're separate, we cannot be connected. In reality, separation and connection are two sides of the same coin. And the flow of life, you know, people talk about the flow of life all the time. Opposites are absolutely intrinsic to really having a practical understanding of how to navigate the flow of life on a daily basis. Because opposites actually make up the fabric of our everyday experience. You know, sometimes how you know when you put your car keys and you put them down on a table or something when you come in, and then you go looking for them and you can't find them, and you look and you look and you look, and you actually look in the place where the keys are, you know, 10 times, and you can't see the keys until finally you walk by and there's your keys,
right?
And you go, whoa, how come I didn't see those, right? They were right there. That's the same kind of experience that you'll have as soon as you start to really become aware of opposites and how they permeate all of our daily experiences, because we're constantly having to make decisions between polar pairs. You know, do I want to go out or do I want to stay in? Do I want to be with my partner or do I want to be with myself? You know, do I want to succeed in this or do I want to fail in this? Well, of course, you're not going to want to fail. But that sets up part of the problem. Do I want to stay home and work in my garden, or do I want to go to the party that celebrates my friend's 30th, you know, wedding anniversary? We're always having to make decisions between two polar opposites, and we call them dilemmas. And we are having to do it day after day after day, sometimes, you know, 50, 60 times a day you have to deal with a dilemma. So if you're not seeing opposites, right, then you aren't quite able to deal with it in the most practical, efficient, and loving way for yourself, and therefore for everybody else in your life. And that's really what my book is all about. It's telling you how to deal with opposites. Do you have a sense of what I mean by opposites here?
Oh, yeah, and I'm thinking when you talk about those opposites, I'm just going, and then I freeze in the middle not doing anything.
Yeah, and that's part of the problem, is if you don't understand opposites, one of the, you'll either choose one and reject the other, or choose the other one and reject the one you have left, or you get paralyzed in the middle because you can't make the choice because you want both. Yeah.
And that, I think, is a worse situation. At least if you make a choice, you go to one or the other, you've made a choice. But when you don't make a choice, you're really stuck in the middle of the dilemma.
Right. When you don't make a choice, it's really just pain and suffering. When you do make a choice, the problem is most of the time we're not completely happy with it, because usually there was something we wanted from the other side. So, for example, should you go out with you to the party with your friend, or should you stay home and read your book? You want the value of both of those. You know, you want the camaraderie of being with other people, but you want the reflection time of being by yourself. So you have to choose, and sometimes it's very difficult to do because you want both of them. And it creates stress, it creates anxiety, it creates a deep sense of there's something wrong with me. I should have been able to deal with this by now in my life. I hear that all the time in my office. I should have had this figured out. You know?
Yeah, so given that scenario, I want to go be with my friends because there's a desire to, you know, have fun, be with my friends. I need time alone. I need to sit and read my book, and you're stuck. What do you do? What do you suggest? How do you work with your clients to help make that decision to where it's balanced, you know, to find that balance and happiness?
Well, what we do is I teach them the 6-step process. But the first thing you have to do is start to understand that you're talking about getting something from being with other people, and then you're getting something with being with yourself. So you could say, you know, going with other people for satisfaction or going with yourself for satisfaction. When you understand that those two are always going to go together, they're always going to go together. They go in a rhythm. Once you understand there's a rhythm there and you don't have to fight because you know that either whatever you choose, the other one's coming back, and it's not your fault that it will come back, okay? It's that kind of dilemma is nothing to do with our making. Dilemmas are the nature of the way it functions. Our job, what I would do with my client, is help them understand that they're going to have both, right? And teach them how to go inside and find out which pull is strongest right now, to go out to do the other, to be with their friend, or to go in and be by themselves. When you can get inside yourself and find out what life is telling you is the best for you to do at that time in your body, as opposed to trying to decide it in your mind, which is what most of us do, when you know how to navigate dilemma, and by using the 6 steps, you get the answers you're seeking in your body by tuning in to where are you in relationship to this balance that life is trying to help you find between going outside with your friends and going inside with yourself.
And so
it's
understanding
always
that
about balancing.
Yeah, and understanding that feeling is like, I know times I go, there's that wanting to go be with my friends, and sometimes, and that wanting to be alone, sometimes that pull to the decision, I'm going to stay home, is almost, I'm staying away from going to be my friends for some reason that I really want to go there, but there's some fear. And so rather than deal with that fear, I stay home and alienate myself, you know.
Okay, and that would be because you were not allowing yourself to go with the flow, which your system really wanted to go out, but there was a fear there, so the fear kept you home, Okay?
Right.
So when we talk about going with the flow of life, I'm talking about having a tool that lets you know exactly what your system wants to do and what it is in your system that's stopping you from being able to do it. In this case, the fear. And then we have some tools in the 6 steps that show you how to deal with that fear so that you could release it right then and there, using some tools from energy psychology, and face your fear, and then go ahead and do what your system wanted you to do.
But, you know, of course, we don't have time to go over, you know, go through 6 steps. It's a whole process, and I know it's very in depth.
No, you don't have time to go through it, but once you've learned the 6 steps, another reason why this is unique is because it's designed for your unconscious mind. You see, your unconscious mind is always trying to set up what you want against what you don't want, and it decides that by what is pleasurable, what's good for you according to your unconscious mind, not according to you. Like, you know, you want to eat something that's healthy for you, and then your unconscious mind is trying to get you to eat, you know, a big piece of chocolate cake or something. You know the chocolate cake isn't good for you, but your unconscious mind is driving you with desire and craving to eat that chocolate cake. For example, consciously, you don't want the cake. You want to stay slim, for example. Okay? So once your unconscious mind understands this new way of relating to opposites, it has a new strategy for how to deal with it, and that makes it much easier because this is designed, and it shows you in the book how to get it actually laid down in new neural pathways in your brain. My background is in physiological psychology and behavioral change. So part of the design of this process was to not only help you get the conscious concepts, but to help your unconscious mind get it, and then to give it the ability to use the information by laying the information down in the brain. And the new information on the brain's neuroplasticity makes that even more reasonable for people to understand, because science is even now telling us your brain can lay down new neural pathways and is doing so. So this is a very specific process to help do that, so that after a short period of time, your unconscious mind does it for you. You don't really have to get that involved in it anymore, because it's clear to you that you're dealing with a set of polar opposites, and you're clear that the process is going to help you determine what decision is the best for you in the moment, and you will be able to do that. And what happens is that your stress level goes way down and your self-esteem level goes way up, and you don't get paralyzed hardly ever anymore, which is really great.
Yes, and I totally agree. There's so much to work on the unconscious mind. It does tend to rule things for us, and the more we get in touch, tune with ourselves, particularly like you mentioned the body, we can manage that. So this is Chris Danis. You're listening to Voices of Women. We'll come back and continue our conversation with Ragini Elizabeth Michaels.
Each Monday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Elizabeth Anglin Show, your psychic connection to your soul's path. Elizabeth takes you to the Universal Etheric Space Library, where soul records and life lesson plans are stored. This live call-in show will help you decide what your life plan is through the help of your guides and guardian angels. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 1-888-640-4893 to schedule your reading with psychic medium, animal communicator, Elizabeth Anglin.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world to find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to your dreams. Or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Gratitude, asks the heart. Tell me, who are you? I would like to meet you and get to know you better. Gratitude responds, I am that which strikes at your door and waits until you open it with grace. I am that which only wants to partner with you at any moment. I am that which wishes your expansion more than anything. Gratitude is on a mission to create a partnership between the hearts of all human beings. Wouldn't it be wonderful to cultivate this state of being every single day? Stimulate the energy of the essence of gratitude in your life while bathing in this wonderful and powerful vibration with our diamond combo, and transform your life in health, creativity, wealth, and enriched relationships. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
Tune in to Dialogue Radio with Dr. Jeff on TransformationTalkRadio.com as the stories of the universe are revealed in this engaging and creative hit show. Mondays at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern, Dr. Jeff fills the airwaves with Dialogue Radio, an epic conversation on self, society, and sustainability. Provocative, educational, transformative, and mythic, Dialogue Radio is the place where story seeds the imagination, heals the heart, and inspires personal, social, and planetary evolution.
Women of wisdom, women of wisdom, women of wisdom, rise and shine, sister kind, spirit of woman, rise and shine.
Well, welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Danis, and I'm talking with Ragini Elizabeth Michaels. Ragini, can you give your contact information and how people can get your book? Again, her book is Unflappable, Six Steps to Staying Happy, Centered, Peaceful, No Matter What.
Sure. You can go directly to Amazon.com, of course, or you can go to my website, which is www.ragini, that's spelled R-A-G-I-N-I, Michaels.com. And there's a page on there for Unflappable, which you can find, and you can order it from there as well. There's a lot of information there on the website, as well as a free video series called The Beggar's Secret, which relates directly to what we're talking about here today.
Oh, great. And also, can they find your contact information there on your website if they want to reach you for...
Yeah, you can email me at rm@raganimichaels.com. Or you can call at 425-462-4369. That's 425-462-4369.
Okay, and I just want to mention you are doing a four-week teleseminar on part one of Unflappable, and that's starting June 4th.
That's right. It's starting next Monday. It's 4 hours of me talking 1 hour a week for 4 weeks with you calling in with your questions, where you can talk to me directly and ask your questions. And it will be about the book and any questions you have about it or anything you need to understand about mystics or anything. And we have certain things to cover. You can go to ntheos.com. It's en-dash. I don't think there's a dash in it. It's www.ntheos.com. That's also on my website on my events page. You can see it there, and there's a link. Take you right to the page.
Okay,
it should
great.
Be fun. So show up and, you know, sign up because it should be fun. I'd love to have direct conversations with people. That's always really nice. So I invite you to come.
Great. I encourage people to come. And also, I encourage people to check out your book and William, just purchase the book and start doing that work. It's very, I think, beneficial. So we've been talking about these, you know, about opposites and dealing with these, you know, these dilemmas that we get into. So I know your book, you deals a lot with people identifying their strengths and the weaknesses and recognizing the positive and the negative aspects of each. And that's a great exercise, just to identify and even to realize that there's, negative aspects of strengths and positive aspects of weaknesses. And just reading your examples in the book, there is some real eye openers there on people. You learn from that. And given that you've created this, one of the tools you have is, I'd love for you to talk about is this infinity loop.
Yes, because, well, the best way to talk about opposites or work with opposites is actually understanding that there's a movement between them. And so I chose the infinity loop, which is a very ancient symbol, which actually refers to the infinite flow between opposites. And most people understand, I mean, know the yin-yang symbol, and it's a wonderful representation of opposites. One part's black, one part's white. However, that particular symbol seems to imply that the duality is a static thing, that it's just static, and the way to deal with it is to just get yourself a balance that will never change. So the infinity loop is really taking the yin-yang symbol and allowing it to open up and show you the actual movement that is really there between opposites in daily life. And what we do is the six-step process is helping you learn how to use an infinity loop as your basic template to actually learn how to navigate and find out not only what your polarity is that you're dealing with, but also what are the strengths of it and what are the weaknesses. So an example of that, I had a couple, because you can use this for couples as well, who came into the office and their primary issue was about financial difficulties, and one believed in saving money and the other believed in risk, you know, spending money. So one wanted security and one wanted risk. After they learned this process, they began to see that the person who wanted security didn't see any downside to her desire to be secure, and she didn't see any benefit to his desire to take risks, and vice versa. The only thing he saw was the benefits to his desire to take risks. There was no downside, and he didn't see the upside of his partner's desire for security. So by working with the loop process with them as a couple, and you can do this with yourself if you happen to have the same dilemma, you start to understand that there's benefits and weaknesses to both sides of any polarity, and then you understand through this process how to navigate that, because there's a very specific way for you to go all the way around that loop, because that's where life wants you to go. So if you say, no, I don't want to go here, I don't want to go there, I don't want to take a risk, no, I don't want to be that secure, then you're stopping the flow. And this process will actually help you understand how to go with it and relax and feel at ease and feel peaceful. You asked me to talk a little bit about the spiritual aspects. Did you want me to do that?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't want to keep talking too long here. So part of the way in which you do this, one of the positive things about it, or the powerful things, is in order to actually do what I'm talking about, which is embrace opposites, that means you embrace love and hate. You embrace compassion and anger. You embrace success and failure. You embrace brilliance and dullness. How do you do that? Is that you have to actually move to your spiritual center, wherever it is you find that. And here's the reason why. Your mind is actually working with a map. Okay, if we talk about maps for a moment, as if you were going on vacation to the Himalayas, right? But somebody gave you a map of the Sahara Desert, and they said, this is the way you navigate on your vacation. And so you get, you know, those cute little safari, you know, outfits and everything, and you've got the bug spray, and you get off the plane in the Himalayas, and you absolutely have no understanding about how to navigate the terrain because your map is really not showing you the territory. And that's the trouble with our mind. It is not showing us the territory of opposites in any way that helps us navigate it. To be able to do that, to get the proper map, you want to step into your spiritual perspective, whatever that might be, so that you can become big enough and have enough distance to actually embrace the opposites. So if I want to go back to our original idea, if I want to go out with my friends and I also want to stay home, right, and I can't decide which to do, so I'm paralyzed. If I can put that down on an infinity loop and then step back and become bigger than my dilemma, which you can only do when you access your spiritual center, whatever it is you might call that, then I can embrace that dilemma. And when I'm bigger than it and I have a tool to navigate it, then I'm going to be able to allow whatever it is that my system wants to do to unfold. You know, they always talk about right action. It doesn't come your mind. It comes from inside of you in your body. That's how you find the answers.
Yeah, and sometimes, you know, I know when I have that dilemma, and I've had that before, do I go out, do I stay home? When I know what's best for my spirit, I'll be drawn to, I need to go be with these people. Mm-hmm. And I'll push myself, regardless of the fears, I'll push myself there. Mm-hmm. So I'll either do that or I'll recoil and go, okay, I'm going to stay home. I don't want to deal with that. But when I know my spirit, when I'm in that spiritual perspective that you're talking about, I can mm-hmm. see that's the best for me right now is go be with these people. And that really
right.
helps. Cause
and you have to step into that spiritual perspective, because if you don't, most of us, everybody knows what an inner tug of war feels like, right? You're pulled one way and then the other way. You know, say on the one hand, I want to do this, and the other hand, I want to do that. If you don't step back or step to the side of that inner tug of war, there's no way you can actually see clearly what your system wants to do or what your spirit wants to do. So that's why it's so key at some point to just step back. And then you have great, great clarity. The confusion will go away. You'll see what wants to happen. And it may not be what you want to do, as you were saying, but you'll either decide you want to do it or you won't. But the confusion will be gone and you'll be clear about what's unfolding.
Yeah, so you mentioned that yin-yang and that shows us... it's like a fixed picture versus your infinity loop moves. And so mm-hmm. that's about that yin-yang picture of things don't change. And it's one of your aspects you talk about is impermanence, because impermanence is about what I take it to be is just things are always changing. You know, things are not permanent.
Right. Nothing is really permanent, at least not on this plane of existence. So what happens for most of us is most of us don't like a lot of change. A little bit of change we can handle, but a lot we don't like. And most of us don't really want very much change if it's something that we like. If it's something we don't like, we're happy if change comes along. But generally speaking, we are more geared to looking for creating stability than we are looking for wobbliness. You know, we want order, not chaos. So we are set up right there in going towards one part of a polarity and trying to move away from the other part or eradicate it. You know, so when you want to clean your house, you know, you want order, you want to get rid of the chaos. Right? Impermanence tells you that no matter how much you clean up your house or pick it up, it is going to get chaotic again. Right? And this is
I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah, me too. There's a lot of things that we're sorry to hear.
I know. I just want my house to be clean, you know, clean it once and it's done. Well, this is Christina's on Voices of Women. And when we return, we're going to continue this conversation with Ragini Elizabeth Michaels.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Are the magic and mysteries of Egypt calling you? Picture yourself standing between the paws of the Sphinx, meditating inside the Great Pyramid and other sacred temples and exclusive visits. Imagine cruising down the Nile on a luxurious private sailing yacht and exploring the peaceful countryside of Egypt. If you're interested in travel that expands, transforms, and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this September. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
What if someone could show you how to tap into vibrant health in 90 minutes? What if someone could have you listening to and following your heart's desires? What if someone could have you feel deep and abiding freedom throughout every cell of your being? What if someone could tap into your inherent abundance easily and effortlessly? Alina Frank is that someone. Alina can help you clear anything that energetically stands in your way from attaining the health, wealth, and freedom you were born to enjoy. Using EFT tapping, set yourself free with EFT. Why wait for a miracle when you can tap your power now? Visit www.tapyourpower.net. That's www.tapyourpower.net.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Ann with an E, Taylor.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Women of wisdom, women of wisdom, women of wisdom, rise and shine, sister kind, spirit of woman, rise and shine.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis. And again, I'm talking with Ragini Elizabeth Michaels, and we've been talking about impermanence and opposites and how they create these dilemmas in our life. So Ragini, in talking about that impermanence, that there's always change, what's maybe give some people some helpful hints of how the next time they're going through a huge change, might be a job or relationship, how can they relate to these changes or deal with them in a safer way?
One of the fundamental things to remember about impermanence is that it's a positive thing, that it is a function of creating balance. And impermanence really consists of beginnings and endings. And whenever you're in an ending or a big change or you've lost something and it is an ending, it's important to remember if you have impermanence sitting at the head of your conference table when you go in to make decisions or to look at what is the next thing that is yours to be doing in that situation, it's helpful to understand that this is an ending, but that because of impermanence and because of polarities, you know that within that ending is the seed of the new beginning. And likewise, new beginnings have in them the seed of their ending already. And that is the nature of impermanence, that it flows between a beginning and an ending and then back to a renewed beginning and then to an ending. And this is sort of the very concrete fact of what impermanence actually is in our daily life and how it hits us. So when you're in the flow, the rough time of a big change, It's very, very helpful, however you want to talk about it, to look at it as a positive thing in that it's going to take you to a new beginning. Now, you know, a lot of people say this and it's very useful, but it's deeply impactful to understand that if you look at it through the lens of polarities, you're looking at a core reality about our lives as human beings. And that makes it even more powerful and more easy to relax, because impermanence has nothing to do with you. I mean, beginnings and endings are going to happen whether you're a good person or a bad person, whether you make good choices or bad choices. Beginnings and endings is the fundamental flow, like order and chaos. So impermanence can be incredibly powerful, and instead of thinking of it as destruction, you want to think of it as creativity, which is making something out of nothing, practically. So creating and destroying is another polar pair, and these are deeply related to impermanence. And when you can think of it that way instead of just saying, okay, you know, this is an end. I'm going to start off in a new beginning, and I made some hideous mistake, and that's why this is happening. When you look through the lens of paradox, you realize you're not the person who's making this rhythm of life happen. It's not. You're not making the ending. You're not starting the beginning. They're going to happen no matter what you do. Your job is to learn how to go with the flow.
Yeah, and sometimes we get these messages. Like, I got the message. It was time to, what was it, a year and a half before our 20th conference, that I got a very clear message in my head that this was my last, meaning it was my last one to be the directing, real hands-on the conference. Because, and I knew that voice, and I knew I had to listen to it. And so I'm in this whole transition stage. And so luckily I had a year and a half to kind of go sort through in my mind how I was going to do this. Mm-hmm. And it was helpful because I knew it was going to launch me to the where I needed to go, to my next, to the next step, to my next stage, to my next transition of work I was supposed to work on. And if I didn't, I would be stuck. I would die. I would be staying in this old place, and
right.
I would be growing. And so right. sometimes we get those messages. We have to pay attention to them. And if we ignore them, we're going to get hit on the head with a 2x4.
Yes, more than likely you will. And understanding it again through the lens of paradoxes or opposites is very helpful, because it is paradoxical to have an ending that you actually know is a beginning, and vice versa, a beginning of anything. If you know that within it is the ending that you're moving towards now, even as the beginning is happening, it helps you to relax, to let go, to release so much attachment to the outcome of the process. Because whatever the outcome is, the process that you're in is going to come to a close, and a new one will begin. Because that's just the nature of life and how it works. So a lot of what Unflappable is about is coming back to what is the nature of life as it flows through our lives on a daily basis, showing you patterns. Impermanence is one, opposites is another, paradox is another, so that you can learn how to ride these patterns and navigate them in a way that makes you happy, centered, and peaceful, no matter what the content of your life is at any given moment. It's very cool.
Yeah, and I think what you're talking about is that enjoying, allowing life to be a process, and to be enjoying the process versus the product. We're so sort of entrained to it's about product and the outcome, and we forget that, you know, enjoying it is enjoying the process that we're in.
Absolutely. It's process and goal, another polarity. You don't have a process without a goal. You don't have a goal right. without a process to get there. So again, really life is all about balance. And balance is, again, not a place you can get to and sustain. Balance is a verb. It's a process, and it entails both being balanced and imbalanced. And the more you understand opposites and polarities, the easier it is to continue rebalancing in your daily life. And that means that you're able to be more unflappable, and you're able to stay centered and peaceful no matter what's actually unfolding in your outer or your inner world.
Well, there's so much here. I really encourage people to get your book, because, I mean, it's a lot to deal with. It's a lot to grasp our minds around. But I think in your book, you actually have very specific exercises that, like, taking these polarities, identifying the polarities in your life, you know, whether it's you mentioned several, aloneness and connection and whatever one that's occurring in your life right now, is to identify the strengths and weaknesses of both, and to
right.
start really
in the book. There are three major ones that are pretty worked with pretty concretely, and that is self and other, in terms of needs. Whose needs do you fill, self or others? And success and failure in the context of business, and then trust and doubt in the context of faith. So those are the three major sets of polarities that are in the book, and I use those three because most people are dealing with one or more of those, either trust and doubt in faith, success or failure in business, or dealing with my needs or your needs in the context, you know, of needs, you know, relationship. So I think if you have trouble with any of those, you'll find the book very enlightening.
That's great. So thank you, Ragini, for being with us today and sharing your wisdom, your mystic wisdom.
Thanks for having me, Chris. It's my pleasure.
Okay, so I want to leave everyone with this thought today. Take a look, perhaps this weekend you have some time to take a look at when you're feeling unhappy, what is really going on, and see if you can identify the two opposite positions that you have in this dilemma that you are feeling stuck in, and see if you can see the flow of it in the natural world and recognize the gifts of the strengths and the weaknesses so that you can be happy in this process. So this is Chris Stainis. I'm thrilled to have you with us this hour. I just want to let you know you can sign up for the Woman of Wisdom newsletter. I'm the founder of Woman of Wisdom, and we put on a great conference every year. It's every February, and then we have events during the year monthly. We have a monthly Women's Ecstatic Dance, and we have a Community Connection Day. Our next one is, I think it's not until September. We have a picnic in July, all sorts of great stuff. And you can sign up for the newsletter to find out about these, which happen in Seattle, at www.womenofwisdom.org. And I'm also a teacher of a training in power courses that's changed my life, and I'd love to share that with you. You can contact me at womenofwisdom.org if you'd like to find out more information. And I'm the author of the Amazon bestseller and award-winning book, Woman of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Woman, which has changed people's lives just as our annual conference has. It's all about exploring the divine feminine from different perspectives. It's got art and poetry. It's a very inspirational book. You can purchase that at, of course, you can purchase any book at Amazon, but you can also purchase it at womenofwisdom.org. When you purchase there, it benefits Woman of Wisdom. This is Chris Stainis. Thanks for joining me this hour, and I will talk to you next week on Voices of Women.
Been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today. Radio with Chris Stainis.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.